Will God heal me? God desires good health for His people. But if healing does not appear to come, we must understand God has a much bigger perspective of our lives. He is concerned with our ultimate healing and may allow illness now for a greater purpose that we might not understand at this point. Many who are afflicted with diseases, both physical and mental, wonder whether God will heal them. People of faith pray to God for healing when they are stricken with illness. Yet, many who hope for healing are not granted their petition. Thus, they ask the question, "Will God heal me?" God's Word, the Bible, tells us it is He who heals all your diseases. Psalm 103:3. And who heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalms 147:3. He gave us the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which makes possible the healing of our minds and bodies. By His stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. God desires good health for His people, just as the Apostle John wrote his friend wishing him to be in health. 3 John 1:2. Though our healing may not appear to come, we must understand God's much bigger perspective of our lives. He is concerned with our ultimate healing. To show us the will of God for us, including our healing, Jesus came representing the Father. "He who has seen me has seen the Father," He told His disciples. John 14:9. There is not one instance in the Gospels where Jesus did not give healing to those who sought it from Him. Matthew writes of Him going about all the cities and villages, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 9:35. Being the express image, Hebrews 1:3, of the Father, everything Jesus did, therefore, shows us the will of the Father. No one was denied who came to Him for healing. The gospel accounts of Jesus' healing are quite moving, beautifully affecting those He healed. One poignant example is of that of the woman with an issue of blood for 12 years. As Jesus pressed through a crowd, she made a path toward Him, believing if she could touch His garment, she would be healed. She touched His garment, and immediately Jesus knew the power of healing had gone out of Him. As she trembled before Him, Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole." Mark 5:34. Another time a leper came to Jesus and kneeled down to implore Him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus answered him, saying, "I am willing. Be cleansed." Mark 1:40-41. Standing out in these examples is the faith of those who sought healing from Christ. They believed in Jesus' power to heal them. Likewise, when we desire healing, we must ask for it in faith from the One who is our healer. Ultimately, there is a promised resurrection to immortal life with no more sickness for all those who come to Christ. Even if we linger long in illness hoping God will heal us, God will raise us up. Even if we go down to the grave without having our prayers for healing yet answered, He who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:14. God will create for those who believe Him and do His will with a new body that will never again be sick. Our earthly bodies are planted in the ground when we die, but they will be raised to live forever. 1 Corinthians 15:42. Then, at such a wonderful time as this, there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Revelation 21:4. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.